For the benefit of anyone who has found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are physically located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. This morning's opening scripture is Psalm 133, as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And first of all, the title of this is Blessed Unity of the People of God. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Oh, we're so glad to see everyone here this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. We give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. This morning we want to welcome our visitors. If you're a visitor, we want you to know that you're welcome, and we always look forward to having visitors. Amen? Amen. And he's really not a visitor. He's been here before. But we have our missionary from Africa this morning, Moses, and he's from Malawi. So I want you, as we stand this morning and wave at each other, I want you to make sure that you wave at Moses. Amen? Let us all stand, right? Our affirmation of faith.
Prayer confession, UMH 893, and it's also on your phone. Lord, let the people say amen when you're in.
Number 893.
Lord, we confess our day-to-day failure to be truly human. Let the people say, Lord, we confess
to you.
Lord, we confess that we often fail to love with all we have and all. Often because we do not fully understand what loving means. Often because we are afraid of risking ourselves. Let the people say,
Lord, confess to you.
Lord, we cut ourselves off from each other and we erect barriers of division. Let the people say,
Lord, we confess to you.
Lord, we confess that by silence and ill-considered words, let the people say, we have built up walls of prejudice. Lord, we confess that by selfishness
and lack of sympathy,
let the people say, there's still no time for others. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Help us listen to your word of forgiveness, for we are very deaf. Come fill this moment and free us from sin. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. God Almighty, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons. It's time for our offering. We would prepare for our offering this morning. Let me read you some verses about what the Apostle Paul talks about giving for the church, for Christians today. This comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, looking at verses 6, verse 6 and 7. He says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver."
Today's reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. Imitating Christ's humility. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even to the death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the same name, gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Do everything without grumbling. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like the stars in the sky. This is the word of the Lord.
Song of praise, for he has done great things. better? Okay. All right. Good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
All right. Can anybody tell me? I know. Let's just get it out in the open. What's going to happen Thursday?
Halloween. All right. But along with Halloween is harvest time.
And what do we do? Do y'all know what harvest is? Fall? Yeah. So right now, when y'all go to the grocery store, what do you see that you normally maybe don't? Fall, but we can have time, right? But fall of pumpkins. So let me ask you. Here's a pumpkin, right? And if you went to the store, what do you look for a pumpkin when you're picking one?
A stem?
I do too. I love a stem. It always has to have a stem. And this is a short stem, but you know what? I'm going to show you something. So I went to the store and I picked this pumpkin. And let me show you. I stand him up and he falls down. And he's not necessarily the perfect pumpkin, right? But I think he'll do the job. And actually, when I stuck this pumpkin in my cart, you know what my kid said? Why are you taking that pumpkin? I thought you said you were going to carve him and he's not going to stand up. And I said, I know, but you know what? Just as God says that we can't leave any fruit on the trees, we have to include everybody. And that's what I take for that, is that we have to include everybody, even if they roll over, or even if they don't stand up, or even if they're not nice sometimes, right? So just as the harvest, sometimes we get a... Let me ask you, if you get an apple and it kind of looks wonky, do you think it tastes different? I mean, it could, but it might taste just like the other apples, right? And what happens if you got that apple and it was the best tasting apple you ever had? So sometimes it's better just to take the chance. God wants us to remember that we, just like the harvest, that we need to include everybody. And even if they're not a nice person, sometimes we need to be nice and include them and share the word with them. All right? All right. So I'm going to do a little prayer this time with the pumpkin. So, Yessie, can you help me? All right. I'm going to do it, and you're going to read this, okay? You want to read this? This is great. You're going to read this. I'm going to do what Yessie says. Okay.
Cut off the top. Lord, open my mind and fill me with your wisdom and guidance. Scoop out the yuckies. Lord, take out all my fusses and frownies and fill me with your love. Carve out the eyes. Lord, open my eyes to see all the beautiful things you have made. Carve out the nose. Lord, help me to be a sweet, sweet fragrance for you. Carve out the mouth. Lord, help me always speak your words of love and kindness. Place a candle. Lord, let me be a light to others, for you have filled me with your light.
Wonderful job, Yessie. Thank you so much. All right, so now what do you see? So now this pumpkin is a jack-o'-lantern, right? And so it's going to share the light, and we have the poems, and I'm going to give each family a poem so you can take it home. If you haven't carved a pumpkin, then maybe when you carve it, you can look at the poem and keep this as a memory, okay? So even if it's not the perfect pumpkin, it can be, because look, with a little help and assistance, it will sit here just like all the other pumpkins, right? All right, so let's say a little prayer. Dear God, thank you for letting us be part of your plan.
Please show us your way to love one another and to share the good news of Jesus. Show us ways that we can love one another. Thank you for your love. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good week.
Thank you, children. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen.
Well, good morning again, dear folks. Amen. I hope you came expecting a blessing this morning, because you are certainly going to get one this morning. Can everybody hear me okay? Am I going out? Okay. Good deal. Good. I want to... Let me pray first. Let's pray. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, that you provided for us, Lord, someone, Lord, that will carry your word even into the farthest parts of this world. We thank you for Moses. We ask that you would bless him and bless his family and bless his ministry, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of it, to be able to support him. And we ask, Lord, that you would guide him today, be with him, protect him, and watch over him. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, we have Moses. Moses is from Malawi. Moses, can you help me with your last name? Jobu. Moses Njobu. He's from Malawi, Africa. And he is part of the Abundant Life Ministry. And he is going to present us with a presentation of his ministry. And he is going to preach for us. Amen? So we want to welcome, let's welcome Moses with...
Good morning. I bring greetings from back home in Malawi and the entire continent of Africa to you, our brothers and sisters here. May the Lord be with you this morning. I want to extend my gratitude to Pastor Tate and the entire leadership of the church for giving me this privilege to share with you the word of the Lord. What I'm going to do this morning is share with you a little bit about the ministry, but also share with you the word of God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to give you all the glory this morning. Thank you for the opportunity such as this that you've given unto me to be your vessel this morning, to share your word, and Father, just to love you and just to share what you've done for the people of Malawi, for my people, for everyone back home. Just to share the good news. Thank you for this privilege in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, Pastor Tate pronounced my name very well. I'm Moses Njovu from Africa, Malawi. I'm married. I have three children, two girls and one boy. I love them so much and I miss them. I can't wait to get back home. So, the title of my message this morning is stop, listen, and do something. Stop, listen, and do something. You know, we're living in the world where we're so busy. We are so held up. We have so much. We don't want to stop. We don't want to listen. We just want to keep going. But the Lord this morning wants to remind us that why don't we just stop for once? Can I? Yes, okay. Why don't we just stop for once? Just stop, listen, and do something. Our reading is from Matthew chapter 9, verse number 34 to number 38. I want to encourage you this morning, when you get back home, you go and read the entire chapter of Matthew chapter 9. In Matthew chapter 9, if it's a movie, I would say it's action-packed.
back-to-back action. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. He's busy in action. Very busy. Starting from verse number 1, Jesus is healing the paralytic man. As he's healing this paralytic man, they bring in a general who comes to him and says, "Master, my child is dying. My child is dying." Jesus attends to this general. As he's in the middle of doing that, a lady with the issue of blood comes to him and touches his garment. In the middle of that, Jesus goes again and heals the two blind men. In the middle of that, he doesn't stop there. He finds a mute man. He heals him. That's how busy Jesus was. But you see, at every moment, Jesus had to stop. He listened. Not just listening, but he acted. He did something. Every moment, the paralytic man comes to him. Jesus stops. He listens and heals this man. The general walks in the middle of his sermon. He listens to the general. He goes to heal this Lord. In the middle of that, the woman comes with the issue of blood. He touches the garment. But you know what Jesus does? He stops. He listens and does something. At every moment, we are so busy, this world, so busy. And that's why we've messed up. We are in a mess right now because we are so busy. We don't have time to just stop. We just want to keep going. Brothers and sisters, it's time. We took time to just stop, listen, and do something. This paralytic man that is being talked about in Matthew, Luke is trying to add more beef to it. Luke chapter 5, verse 18. Luke is telling us that this paralytic man was brought to Jesus by the men. The Bible says the men brought this paralytic man to Jesus. I've read the Bible. I've read this verse so many times. It's not saying his brothers. It's not saying his sisters, his cousins. The Bible is just saying the men. Just the men. I'm sure these men were busy. Maybe they were farmers. Maybe they were in business. But you know what they did? They stopped and had compassion for this brother of theirs. They stopped and wanted to do something to this brother. And what they did is they carried him on the stretcher. Jesus is busy in the church, in the synagogue preaching. It's packed. There's no way they can come in. They thought of climbing up the roof. Can you imagine the hassle of getting on top of the roof? I don't know how big this man was. But these four men took time to climb on top of the roof with this man who is paralytic. Each one carrying a corner of a mat. And they dropped this man just in front of Jesus. If it was this time, if it was this age, were we going to do this? In the middle of our business, in the middle of all that we are going through, our families, our jobs, our schools, can we stop and bring somebody to Jesus? The way these men did. These men never cared about their harvest. I'm sure maybe it was harvest time when they were leaving. I'm sure it was time for them to go to work. I'm sure it was time for them to attend to family issues. But what did they do? They stopped. Had compassion for their brother. And on top of that, they had to hustle. Get on top of the roof and just open the roof. God is calling us this morning to be the four men. It could be your neighbor. It could be somebody you are seated next to right now. They may be going through issues. God is calling us to stop. Just listen to their story. Listen to their story. And he's asking us to do something. It could be somebody in the family. In your family. It could be somebody at your workplace. Even in school. It could be your neighbor. This morning, the Lord is asking us to just stop. Just for once, just stop. Listen and do something. Be the four men. You could be the four women that can bring this paralytic man to Jesus. You can bring your neighbor to Jesus. You can bring your son, your grandchildren. You can bring your relative to Jesus. You can bring that workmate of yours to Jesus. All it takes is for us to stop, listen, and do something. And that's why I am who I am today. Because somebody in my life stopped, listened, and did something. I was raised in a family. I have seven siblings. And my father was a polygamist. I don't know if you understand the word polygamist. Is a man who marries more than one wife. My dad had five wives. Not one, but five. Back home, it's allowed to have more than one wife. And my father had five. And growing up was really very hard. Because he couldn't take care of us. He was a drunkard. He was a womanizer. He was an abuser. Abusing my mom every day. I saw it as I was growing up. My mom and I had to walk in the street to go and sell scones so I can go to school. But you know what? Time came when my dad lost his job. He had no money to pay his bills in town. So they were told to move to the village. But my elder sister, who was 18 years then, said, "There's no way I'm going to the village. I'll stay in town so that my brother should get an education." We stayed in town. Two teenagers, I was 12, she was 18, in town by ourselves. And that's the situation back home. You find what we call child-headed households, where teenagers are raising themselves because either they've lost both parents to HIV and AIDS. Both parents are dead. And then kids raising themselves. I was left in that situation. And I remember one time, all the four women ran away from my dad. They dumped him because he had no money. They left him, but my mom stayed with him. They moved to the village. My sister and I were in the city. I thank God that my sister helped me get an education. She was providing for me, giving me the education, giving me the money I needed. One day, she got sick. One day she got sick. And on the sick bed, she looked into my eyes. And Moses told me, "Moses, I'm dying." As a 12-year-old boy, I didn't understand what she meant when she said I was dying. But she looked in my eyes and said, "I'm dying. I lost my sister." And she told me when she was dying, "Moses, all the food you've been eating, all the money I've been giving you for school, it's because I'd sold my body to prostitution. I was sleeping with men so they can give you money to give you to go to school." That's the sacrifice she had for me to get an education, for me to be where I am today. She sacrificed for the Lord. She's gone. She died. And I'm 12 years old in the city, all by myself. And as I told you, stop, listen, and do something. The Lord raised somebody, my primary school teacher, who identified me and started helping me. I remember at the age 13, when I was 13 years old, that's the first time I tested a pair of shoes. He had to come to my house and measure my foot size with a string, because I never knew my shoe size. They measured my foot and they went to the grocery store to buy me a shoe at 13. First time I tested a shoe. Because she stopped, listened, and did something. She invited me to Christian meetings. I attended faithfully. Why did I attend? Because they are serving food. I was going to these meetings every day. Why? I wanted to have food, which was served there. And little did I know that I was going to meet Jesus there. And it was through these meetings that I became born again.
And when I became born again, I started visiting my parents in the village. So one day, my dad asked me, I want to know more of the Jesus you talk about all the time. Tell me more about the Jesus that you always brag about. So I shared with him about the love of Christ. And guess what? This abusive man, this womanizer, became born again. And he died as a local pastor. And that has been the motivation for me to start a ministry called Abundant Life Center. It is a ministry that has been called by God to feed, teach, and heal. I said, when I grow up, I don't want to see abusive men like my dad. When I grow up, I don't want to see girls like my sister who sold her body into prostitution. When I grow up, I don't want to see women being abused the way my mom was being abused. When I grow up, I don't want to see children die due to hunger-related illnesses. And that's why we started a ministry called Abundant Life Center. We are feeding right now 4,000 children on a daily basis. 4,000 children. We feed them a meal. They come to the center to learn and to eat and to be educated. We're also providing education to girls, giving them basic life skills so that they become economically independent. We're also giving the women microloans or microenterprise. It's a loan of $50. $50 we give them to the women. They start a small business. And that business, they are able to support themselves. We are training boys on how they can grow up to become responsible fathers and not like my father. We train them on how they can become responsible fathers. We are also preaching the word of God to traditional leaders. These are leaders who are worshiping idols. Literally, we still have people that are worshiping idols. So we preach to them about the love of Christ so that they can become born again. We are also providing safe and clean water. Back home, we have communities that are still drinking from shallow wells, drinking together with animals, where the goats, the pigs are drinking. People are still drinking that water. So as a ministry, we train people how they can make choline to add into their water to make it safe to drink. We're not only doing that, just recently, we opened up a community clinic. Why did I do that? Because I had seen people die on the way to the clinic. Because the clinic is very far from where they are. I've literally seen women giving birth in the bush, giving birth in the ox carts. So as a ministry, we've started a clinic which is seeing over 150 patients on a daily basis. Not only that, we've also done what we call community homes, where children can come and live in peace, come and have food, come and be discipled, come and learn about the love of Christ Jesus. This is the way that I had to do for you today. It's just to stop, listen, and do something. Monday tomorrow, we are going to work for some of us. Some of us will be home. Some of us are going to school. I feel when you get there tomorrow, just stop. When you get there tomorrow, just stop. There's so much pressure of work. You find that pressure of work. Why don't you just stop? Why don't you just listen? I know we are in a mess. The world is in a mess right now. There's a lot of stuff going on. But as Christians, I want to urge you, brothers, let's sit. Let's have a long time, quiet time, to just stop and listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. In the midst of the chaos that is going on, what is the Lord saying? What is the Lord saying? And what are we doing about it? With so much, I think we've gone into hiding place as Christians. We are so afraid to share our faith. We are closed in a shell. So much afraid. I feel it's time, as Christians, we proclaimed our faith. Just stop, listen, and do something. There are people that are dying. There are people that are hungry. There are people that need your love. There are people that need your hug. Some just need your hug. Some just need your smile. Just stop, listen, and do something. May the Lord bless you this morning. Amen.
thank you so much this morning. Moses, we thank you for your message. Thank you for your presentation. The invitation this morning goes out to anyone. The altar is open for anyone. Anyone who wishes to get things right with the Lord. Anyone whose life may be in a mess. Anyone who just wants to say, Lord, I'm tired of living the way I'm living. I want to live for you the right way. The altar is open. The invitation is open for anyone who wishes to come just for prayer. The altar is open.
You stand for our hymn of invitation in the garden. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear. The Son of God is closest and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own and the joy we share as we came. And the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share. Say in the garden with him, will the night around me be falling? But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share. Garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own and the joy we share as we take. And the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and the glory forever. Amen. And we give a special thanks and special prayer for our guest pastor this morning, Moses. Thank you so much for such a beautiful sermon. And we, just as we say every week, now it's our turn to take out his message to our community and tell them. And it's, the message is solid. It's been there forever. But as we depart from here today, let us remember those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us gather here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. Third, and as we are winding down here today, let us, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? I love you, Lord. To worship.